There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We've been talking about the game of the year. Well, whatever your game of the year might happen to be. Johnny Ray's is Hearthstone, which he's talked about previously this year. Mine, I'm going to say, is Grand Theft Auto 5. But we'll come back and get into that a little bit deeper here in a moment. And not just about the game itself, but also just about gaming in general and, you know, how things have come along over the years and, you know, what's coming next. So it can be a much larger kind of topic as well. Again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we do have Abel on the line here. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey there.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yep,
and I just want to say to gaming, you know, how is this any different than the NFL, the NBA? It's a friggin' game. Do we need to pay so much attention to it? That's all I got to say. I'm moving on to my other issue.
Well, there's nothing wrong with people enjoying leisure activities, Abel, so...
No. I don't care about that. They get to do all of that that they want. But if you guys started talking about the NBA and the hockey and the basketball and soccer mm-hmm. and whatever else, I would consider that a distraction from the liberty activism of...
Well, this isn't a show that is about liberty activism.
No,
we just happen to
I
be
understand.
Activists. And activists, you know, anybody deserves a little bit of time off. And, you know, all the work and no play makes Jack a dull boy and all that sort of thing. And not only that, but video games have become more, you know, generating of money than blockbuster movies. I know I'm not using the right terminology, but they're getting more revenue or whatever. There's more money being poured in the marketplace into gaming nowadays, and I don't remember when it crossed that threshold, but it was a few years back.
I think what it crossed was like the box office take for new movies.
I'm comparing it to NFL, to...
I got your comparison.
I love it. I love it, Abel, because now I feel like a real radio talk show host. I remember Rush Limbaugh was always...
talking
his listeners
football.
Were always complaining when he was talking about football.
Yeah.
Well, I just... It seems like it's a pull away from the things that I'd like to talk about, and I don't care that anybody else does all of their gaming and watching football. I mean, it makes me sick that they took my granddaughter and stuffed her into a Florida State University sweatshirt and called her a footballer now, and I'm thinking, you know, honestly,
I don't know what you're referring to. What happened?
Well,
his granddaughter?
My granddaughter got somebody gifted her a jersey, a football jersey for Florida State University.
Because that's where she goes to college or something?
No, she just was born.
Oh.
They're indoctrinating the poor...
I get what you're
little
saying.
...girl right out of the box here.
I don't think
we should talk about sports or religion,
Well, we talk about all kinds of stuff here on Free Talk Live. So, if you don't want to talk about gaming, don't talk about it. What else did you want to talk about?
Let's move on. We have a friend of ours, Jack Schimmick, in Williston... North Dakota. He's been out there working for a while.
Jack Schimmick, engineer.
He's a Free State Project. I think he's a Free State Project participant, or is he like an old school New Hampshire guy? I don't even remember now.
He was an original signer and voter for the New Hampshire. Already lived in New Hampshire. He predated me by a few days. I or a couple of years. I was here in 91. I think he came in 87 or...
He's most known, I think, probably to listeners of Free Talk Live as the creator of the Alt Expo, which is something that happened years ago for the first time and has been happening every year since at the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which are the two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on. He felt like, many years ago, he felt like the official... curriculum, the itinerary at one of these events was not acceptable. They weren't covering the topics he wanted to see covered. So he created his own event that happened in the same hotel at the same time and called it Alt Expo. And it's been, I would say, a smashing success. I didn't know that he'd left New Hampshire. Is it a temporary thing that he's gone out there for just like a work thing? Because I know there's a lot of money in the oil fields out there.
Yeah. There's actually a few of porcupines that have... displace themselves out there and
they want to get rich quick.
And to some degree it's working out.
Oh, good.
And Jack, by the way, was at the very first Liberty Forum in 07 at the Sheraton in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there too.
Yep.
And I've been following this all along.
So what are you calling about? What happened?
Well, he was arrested for, failure to appear at some event. And he had, I believe, refused to give them his Social Security number. And they are holding him indefinitely until this occurs.
Wow.
I'm just wondering if I give a phone number here for this, if folks would call and make it uncomfortable for this.
So now what are you what is the number that you're going to be giving out? To where will they be calling?
This would be the jail/ sheriff's department in Williston. And it would be 701-577.
See, the problem with giving out numbers on the air is, people aren't ready to write this stuff down. So why don't you just give it to me once, and I'll put it out on our Facebook page. Because, the one thing we can't really do here over time is every time somebody gets arrested, give out a bunch of phone numbers for people to call. But we could more facilitate that via our Facebook and Google+. So it was 701 what?
701-577-4585.
4585. And so that's calling what? Was it the jail?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll put that also in the texting.
And that's in the Williston, North Dakota jail?
Right.
So he was given a failure to appear, meaning that he had gotten, a speeding ticket or something? Do you know what that was in reference to?
They actually had a violation that was not yielding to the right-of-way in an unmarked intersection. So there wasn't a stop sign. There wasn't a yield sign. Mm. So I guess there's probably a rule about yielding that he didn't follow. And
he didn't go to court on that, and so they issued a warrant for his arrest?
Right.
He won't give a Social Security number, so they're not processing him at the jail, putting him in a kind of a legal limbo land. It reminds me of what happened here in Keene several years ago to our friend Sam Dodson, where he was locked up because he wouldn't give his name. And after a couple weeks, they knew what his name was because they'd figured it out. They did whatever detective work they needed to do to figure it out. But they still wouldn't let him out because he wouldn't give the name. So even though they knew who he was, they had the information they were trying to get from him. It was all about the obedience factor.
Well, of course it is. That's all it is, because they've got the information that the warrant was for. So they know who he is.
Yeah.
The requirement, I think, is birth date and name and maybe address. I don't know. But
well, that when you're in jail, they can require whatever they want.
The fact is that federal law dictated at the time, at least when I signed up for Social Security, which I wish I had never, but same with Jack, he did. And in big, bold red letters, it says on the Social Security card not to be used as ID, and that's exactly what they're using it for, and it's actually got probably something to do with the banksters, because they use that for the you know, your credit reports and all of that kind of thing. And I don't think that technically that's a proper use of the Social Security number either. But unfortunately,
when you're in their custody, they ask you a question, you don't give them an answer. That's usually a failure to process charge. Thanks for the call, Abel. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it sucks, you know, that the guy's outside of New Hampshire, so he doesn't have the activist network to back him up. And that makes it really hard when stuff like this happens. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When it was written in 1787, the U.S. Constitution featured a unique innovation, the presidency. Instead of making laws, the president executes the laws Congress makes, and Congress can limit his authority by cutting off his access to money. Our first president referred to the office he held with a humble term. For Washington, the president was merely the chief magistrate. Yes, the Constitution makes the president commander-in-chief of the American military, with ample power to defend the country when attacked, but no power to launch wars on his own. James Madison stressed that the war power should rest with Congress, arguing that the trust and the temptation would be too great for any one man. Madison's idea stands in stark contrast to the presidency as it exists today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. I love doing Free Talk Live because, you know, we were talking about gaming in the first hour of the show, and then our first call in the second hour is somebody calling us out. How dare we talk about this topic? It's just like football and baseball, and it's a distraction, Johnny Ray. Should you be distracted? Shouldn't we be doing more important things with our time than playing video games, Johnny Ray?
I should be. I should definitely be doing more important things with my time than playing video games.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way when I'm playing a game, but at the same time, I also feel like, you know what, sometimes you got to put down all of the important stuff and just have a little bit of fun.
You do. You do have to do that sometimes.
We've been talking about the game of the year. We can come back to that here in a moment because Johnny Ray is different than mine and probably different than yours as well. You're welcome to comment, though, at 855-450-FREE as we continue with your calls and thoughts. And another call on Skype. We got Halty on the line with us here. Halty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Johnny Ray. I haven't called you on yet. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. And hi, Ian. Nice to speak to you, too.
Listen, thank you. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking on my cell phone via Skype. But I wanted to make a comment. I've heard a lot about this jury nullification, which is really interesting to me. And I'm really pleased to see the outreach that, for example, James Babb is doing with the advertisements in New York City for that fellow that's, I forgot his name off the top of my head, Jared Power Roberts, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, that's a great power that the people, quote unquote, have for juries and for striking down unjust laws.
Sure.
And I was taking that concept of jury nullification and thinking that wouldn't the police or the law enforcement class as well have that ability to, you know, we all know they have their discretion to enforce laws. So wouldn't they also necessarily have the discretion to not enforce bad laws, and if that message could be put towards them, wouldn't they be able to, I don't know, it sounds like a long shot, but collectively act on things like that? I just wanted to throw that out there and hear your opinions on it.
Yeah, okay, so let's recap briefly for our new listeners what jury nullification is. That's your right as a juror to vote your conscience, meaning that you can vote not guilty in a case even if the evidence is overwhelming. So, for instance, if you know, Johnny Ray gets caught with a pound of marijuana and I'm sitting on his jury and I think the drug war is insane, I can vote not guilty even if they caught you red-handed, you know, if it's crystal clear, like the facts in the case are clear. You can judge based on your opinion about the law. That's what jury nullification is. So what you're saying is, you know, what if we spread the idea of police sort of nullifying bad laws before they ever make the arrest? Is that what you're getting at there, Halty?
Yeah, generally, yep.
So the reason why it probably won't work very well, it's not something that couldn't work. Like, in theory, absolutely, the cops can use their discretion. They can look the other way with a variety of different things. So in theory, it could work. But the likely reasons why it won't be very successful is because there are certain pressures on the police. And one of those pressures is to conform to the system as it is. And that's a pretty heavy pressure. So that's one of the reasons why you don't see police joining law enforcement against prohibition, at least active cops. If you look at the roster of law enforcement against prohibition and their speakers list, the people who will, you know, show up at a Lions Club or a church dinner or something and give a speech about ending prohibition, these are almost, you know, it's like 99% of them are retired cops, retired state police, retired DEA, retired cops. So, you know, that's because they've got their retirement, they got their pension. There's nothing that can be done to them politically at that point to punish them for having the viewpoint that is, you know, outside of the system, a viewpoint that is unusual like that. And now, it may not actually be an unusual viewpoint. If you talk to cops personally, a lot of them will tell you they think the war on drugs is a terrible idea, or at the very least they'll give you marijuana or something like that. They'll agree that some of these things are bad laws. But, you know, to find cops that have the courage to come out publicly and refuse to enforce a law is a very difficult thing to do.
And the whole reason for being, a police officer's reason for existing is to make money for the state and make money for his bosses. And
I don't know if they think that way. I mean, that's what, you know, that's an interpretation that we're making on it. But I think a lot of them, you know, they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're helping the community. They're stopping the bad guys.
I think that a lot of people join up for that. Mm-hmm. Anybody who stays in the police force long enough can see that
they know they're a revenue generator.
Yeah.
Well, what about Keene, New Hampshire, Johnny Ray? I mean, they don't write tickets half the time here in Keene. I don't know what the statistics are, but if you look at the police logs, it's actually fairly infrequent compared to the amount of pullovers that they do here. It's at least half the time, if not even less often, that they're actually writing a ticket as opposed to giving a warning.
In my experience, I get more tickets than I do get warnings.
In New Hampshire?
Yes.
But from the local cops or from the state cops?
From the local police.
That's interesting.
Well,
because in New Hampshire, as I understand it, state cops actually benefit from writing tickets,
okay,
whereas local cops actually don't get that money. That money goes to the state.
Okay, it could be that when I said local cops, no, I'm conflating state cops and local cops together.
Okay.
And I'm imagining now a situation that happened to me earlier this year where I was pulled over and I got a warning, and it was from a local police officer. Mm.
So, but what were you getting driving at there, Johnny Ray?
Well, I was just getting at that their reason for being is to make money for their municipality, and exercising discretion and not piling on the charges does not affect that end. Does not make that happen.
Fear. I think it's more really based on fear. I mean, because, you know, Brad Jardis, who we had on the show in the past a number of times, he's a former police officer. When he was a cop and he did join law enforcement against prohibition, that's what made him noteworthy, you know, compared to all the other law enforcement against prohibition supporting cops who are retired. Brad was not retired. He was in active duty. And what did they do? They came after him. They didn't physically harm him, thank goodness, but they did try to punish him sort of inside the system. There was like a hearing. They tried to terminate him. There was a termination hearing where one cop wore like a dead rat's shirt to try to intimidate him. They made fun of him at work. You know, you get the crappy shifts. You don't get a chance at overtime. So there's certain ways that they will punish you. Maybe not by firing you outright, but ways to make your life more difficult as a police officer if you sort of break the thin blue line. So I think there's a lot of pressure politically inside the department and a lot of fear that these guys who might otherwise do the right thing face. They're too afraid to go up against that. That's what I think, Halty.
Yeah. Okay, and I hear what you're saying. And, you know, maybe I was kind of applying my idea to the myth of the good cop, right? You know, the one that's out there that's actually going to be, you know, as you say, a paladin of justice. Maybe I'm wrong in that, yeah.
I mean, I'd love to be proven wrong on this, but, you know, show me another active duty law enforcement against prohibition cop. I think there was one in Canada, last I heard. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Drive safe. Sounds like you're in your car. I appreciate the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, maybe if a few cops did it and they didn't actually receive punishment for it, that would clear the way for more to sort of join their ranks. But I don't see that being a very likely situation. Again, I'd love to be proven wrong. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. Unlike those other talk shows, we do our site for free. You can go and download archives. You can get interactive with other listeners in a variety of different ways. Go and enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Something else you can enjoy: coffee, a pound, free. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you don't have to pay the shipping cost, but the pound itself costs you nothing. And once you do that, you're on their auto-ship program. You can select this delicious coffee from BuzzBox, how much you want, how often you want it delivered. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Good coffee. In fact, great coffee, and competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But BuzzBox does something special that you're not going to find out there probably anywhere else. We've teamed up with them and Kiva.org to allow Free Talk Live and our listeners to help change people's lives by offering folks in poverty an opportunity to make their own lives better through microloans. So for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, we can send out one new microloan every single month. So it's an incredible amount of good that can be done just by you getting some coffee from BuzzBox. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. First, just pay the shipping cost. Again, coffee.freetalklive.com. So Ian and Johnny Ray here in the studio with you. Let's go to Pete. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Hey, want to hear something crazy?
Go for it, Pete.
You know, I want to talk about the fleece thing first off, because there's many examples, you know, in history. Like Serpico, he went against the grain, and guess they tried to murder him. There's other ones. I mean, my thing is this. I'm a strong believer in constitutional sheriffs and peace officers like Richard Mack and Shane Harder, and also oath keepers. The thing is, very few police officers, if you will, are in oath keepers or constitutional sheriffs.
How many oath keepers are active duty police?
I don't know, but my thing in general is if they're not a member of Oath Keepers or they're not a member of Richard Mack's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and encouraging people to do the same thing, then they're an enemy soldier in my book. Because you know what? You know the Bible clearly says you're for us or you're against us. If you're not for us, you're against us. And that's the thing. If you're not for
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
If you're not for people's God-given common law rights, then you need to not take that field. You need to not, you know, work as law enforcement. And
well, there's not a lot that we agree on, Pete, but I'll agree with you that far at least. I think that it would be nice to have, if we're going to have a government police, then it would be nice to have them actually understand the Constitution that they've supposedly sworn an oath to, but they don't even read it. They don't even know what it says.
It doesn't even really matter and stuff. The system doesn't follow it. They run on amnesty law and trust law, if you will. It's a joke. But see, you know what the thing is, though? I mean, in this country, for 2015, you know how there's all these shootings, the police and whatnot now? Well, you know what? They should get the message that, you know, if they keep doing brutal, ugly violence and evil things to people without cause, one way or another, it's going to come back to them. And that
is true. I mean, certainly karma can be a bitch. Thanks for the call, Pete. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I don't, of course, agree that violence is the solution. I think violence begets more violence, and Pete was sort of driving at that. Not so much in that particular call, but in previous calls, he's been more explicit with calling for violence as a solution. I don't believe that is the answer, although some would point out that now apparently ticketing and arrests are down in New York City after the murder of two officers in the city.
Yeah, one of the first messages from the union commissioner.
Right, was don't arrest unless you need to.
Yeah, was in that wartime, this is the state of war, was don't arrest unless you need to.
So we'll see how long that lasts. Again, I still think that in the long run, violence is not going to be a solution, and that it just begets more violence over time. It gives them the excuse to amp up their aggression against people. In fact, I've got a video that, you know, I don't know if we're going to have a chance to play it here, but there's a video now of a man being detained and then thrown to the ground and allegedly choked by New York Police Department officers for their dastardly crime of dancing in the street. Actually, they can't arrest him because he wasn't doing anything illegal, but that doesn't mean they don't actually, you know, physically harm him and attack him because, well, they can pretty much get away with anything they want to do. But I do agree that what Pete says is true in that as the police continue their violence, they shouldn't be surprised when some of it blows back in their face. I don't relish that. I don't want to see violence happen. I don't think it's the solution, but it is likely that eventually.
Did you see the video where what's his face? What's his name? Emily and Brit. I'll have to look up his name, but the murderer of the two police officers in New York.
Ooh, I don't know his name. No,
there's video that he took of when he was on a bus. It's from maybe a year before. He was on a bus and some police officers were on the bus with their dogs sniffing. And the dog seems to come over and not do any sniff and then walk away. The police officer brings him back, tells him, my dog alerted on your bag. The guy says, no, he didn't. The police officer says, have you been to canine training school? Do you know what a dog looks like when it's alerting? No, you don't. I do. And then he said, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to search your bag and you're going to turn off that camera. And
They
turned off the camera and that's it. But it seemed like the man was you know, being having his bag searched by the police.
Yeah.
And for...
Sounds like bunk to me.
Right.
And they demanded he turn the camera off. He was on public transportation, right?
Right.
So I don't think he was under any obligation to turn that camera off.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that would be a good way to make sure that that search was as legal as possible, because it didn't sound very legal. But at the very least, you know, they're not as likely to put something in the bag if you are watching their hands with your video camera.
Right.
Not to say that, you know, that it certainly happens.
Oh, we've seen, I think we've both seen that dash cam footage of the police officer reaching into his pocket, pulling the marijuana, the bag of marijuana out, putting it in the man's pocket, and then pulling that bag out and saying, oh, look what we got here.
Let's go to Jed in Denver. Jed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had two quick things. First was the Oath Keepers. I think those guys are personally a joke.
Why do you say
every
that?
Law really, well, every law violates the Constitution, and so they enforce them. So, and then I've been on their message boards in the past. They're dead. I think Stewart, the guy who runs it, gets airtime just because it's controversial, you know. But anyway.
You said the message board is dead. This is like the board for the National Oath Keepers?
Yeah, then they have the state divisions, and nothing's going on. I contacted a group a couple years ago, and they were like, yeah, we meet maybe once a year. It's, you know, whatever. But here's my question.
Well, welcome to activism.
Right?
A lot of people out there don't do very much. I mean, if the Oath Keeper's job is to keep their oath, then as long as they're keeping their oath, they're doing what they said they were going to do. Although I agree with you that obviously a lot of these guys are not doing what we might like to see and actually respecting people's rights. But they've certainly, some of them, I think they feel like they've drawn a line in the sand, and I can respect that, like to where, okay,
sure.
Well, if I'm a cop and I'm an oath keeper, that means I won't do X, like collect guns from people. It seems like guns is really their issue, more so than, you know, protecting someone's right to have marijuana or some other plant or chemical. But, you know, I still respect that. And they were in the news recently in Ferguson for going out and actually providing security for storefronts and apartment buildings and things like that. So that was
right.
Something.
Because the police in Ferguson were protecting the police department and
that's
all the police equipment.
So that's something. And you know, I know a couple of the guys here in New Hampshire who are Oath Keepers, and I believe they're good guys who actually care about liberty. So I think you're probably going to find a range among the Oath Keepers as far as
how
many of them actually give a damn versus not. But I know you were going to something else, so stand by.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you here, Jed. More with Jed in Denver and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453, plus Game of the Year night here on Free Talk Live. We'll get back into that when we get a chance. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Take control here. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. Also Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we'll share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can always join us via Skype at username lrn.fm as we continue here. We've got Jed with us. He's in Denver. Jed, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Sure.
So here's my question. And I know it's probably a long shot, like a three-legged horse. Is it possible to get an initiative or something on the ballot where firearms could be restricted for the police?
Well, I don't know what the process is in Colorado, but I think you guys have initiatives in Colorado. In some states, we don't have that. Like here in New Hampshire, we don't have that. So anything that would happen here in New Hampshire would have to go through the state legislature, which would be incredibly difficult to pull off. But, you know, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to do that. The initiative process in most states that I've seen seems fairly wide open as far as the, you know, the wording or the options as far as what it can say. And it would be interesting to go out and pitch that to people just to see what the responses are.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical of the idea that the police can be reformed, period. But I have to say I do kind of like the sound of that, of the voters in a state voting to disarm the police. I think you'd find the quality of police applicants is going to go up when that lust for power is kind of taken out of the equation.
Would you still allow them to have a taser, a nightstick, or would they be disarmed entirely?
Just a whistle. Just a whistle.
Yeah. You know, and even though I don't like it, you know, maybe even at first I still allow SWAT teams. So, for example, if there was a domestic violence case or something else, that gets called in, you don't have two cops showing up just shooting away.
Yeah, but then they'll just send the SWAT team to everything. I mean, I don't know if that's going to work.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of peaceful ways to try to get things rolling, but...
It's an idea I've never heard of before. And like I said, it would be interesting. I know that in California, you've got to get hundreds of thousands of petition signatures in order to get something on the ballot. So I don't know what the rules are in Colorado there, but it might be something worth looking into. In most states, though, it seems like it's a fairly expensive process. I mean, in order to collect 100,000 signatures, you're going to have to spend $100,000. So, you know, that doesn't mean there aren't wealthy, you know, angel kind of benefactors out there who would be interested in ponying up some money for that kind of thing. It certainly happened. There were some major benefactors that got on board with the Florida campaign recently. And this year, Florida voted to, unfortunately, they didn't make the cut, but they were trying to vote on a ballot referendum to essentially legalize medical cannabis. And that was bankrolled by one attorney in the Tampa Bay area. So
wow,
he spent like $4 million of his personal dollars on making that happen. So what you're talking about is a very expensive and time consuming process, but it'd be interesting.
Yes.
There you go, Jed. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sammy in Tulsa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sammy.
Hello. How are you? Hey. I am calling to complain about Jimmy from Arizona.
Okay. Jimmy, the crank caller from Arizona?
Yes. Is he a crank?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's not real, but it's a great character, and he's always entertaining. But what's your complaint? I like Jimmy's calls. I think he's fun.
He's disgusting. He's disgusting, sexist, racist, despicable.
I don't know if Jimmy's a racist. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, he's admitted to it. Why do you?
I must have missed that call.
Yeah. It's sad. Well, I don't know why you let him on your show. I don't know why he's on.
Because we let anyone on our show. The same reason we let you on the show. Because anyone who can dial a phone number and speak into a microphone can talk to us about whatever they want. That's the point of Free Talk Live.
I'm appalled, and I'm very disgusted. And I don't understand why he's allowed to frequent your show, and he doesn't do anything for liberty.
Well, there's no litmus test as far as our callers are concerned. We don't ask if somebody does something for liberty before they call Free Talk Live. See, there's a common misconception about Free Talk Live. I don't know how common it is, but there is a misconception about Free Talk Live, and that is that it's an all liberty, all the time show, and it's not. Sometimes we talk about personal issues. Sometimes, you know, I've got a list here tonight of, we're probably not going to get to it, but 23 signs you're secretly an introvert, so sometimes it's more of a self-improvement show. It's an open phones show more so than anything else, and beyond the open phones, each host brings in things they want to talk about. Johnny Ray, you had a story tonight about science making the case for God, so sometimes it's a theological discussion. Sometimes we have atheists in the studio here tonight. So are you new to the program, Sammy?
I caught the show for about 2 weeks, and I heard Jimmy on here twice, I believe. And
twice in 2 weeks is not exactly a chronic caller. I mean, he calls often enough to where people recognize his voice and they know who he is.
So we're not talking about Whit.
No, you're not talking about James in Arizona. James in Arizona is different from Jimmy.
Okay.
I believe James in Arizona is real. I don't think the same thing is true of Jimmy.
So now what does Jimmy do? What does he say?
He just calls in with funny stuff. Obviously, you know, some
funny
people
to
are,
you, maybe.
Yeah, some people are offended by it. But, you know, here you are, Sammy, on the air complaining about it. So there you go. Anything else you want to share tonight?
He owes me some money.
Yeah, I didn't think she was real either. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, but cute. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, real quick, I wanted to talk about Stargate SG-1. It came up on the show last week, and I wanted to defend it as a worthy military sci-fi kind of show that's worth watching.
Cool. We were talking about that last week. Was that on the Johnny Ray show last week?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. It came up, and someone mentioned, I think it was you, that they'd watched an episode and didn't really seem that interested in it, and I wanted to make the case for why it's a good show. It's first of all, it's kind of like The X-Files. It's kind of in the same arena, except there's no supernatural. It's all straight-up military sci-fi kind of stuff. And it has a really good musical score. Joel Goldsmith did the music for it. And I found that in video games, music, or video games, film, TV, whatever it is, unless you have a good musical score that can really drive home the emotions, it's kind of hard to get into it.
I'll give you that. That is something I liked about it, is that they used the same kind of musical score as the movie did in the television show, the Stargate TV show. And I liked that because I actually have a copy of the soundtrack for the original movie. It was very good. So I'll give you that. It was just watching it now in 2014 or 2013, whenever it was I watched. It was fairly recent. I watched like the first couple of episodes, and it was so kind of hokey feeling compared to television shows today.
TV does seem to have evolved a good bit in the past.
It was hard for me to say, oh yeah, I want to sit down and watch, you know, all of these episodes. I just couldn't bring myself to find the interest.
I wouldn't recommend you watch all of them. In fact, a good technique you can do with this and other TV shows is Google the name of the show and then ARC episodes. And often that will bring
episodes?
You...
ARC.
ARC.
Okay.
Story ARC.
Typically, that'll bring you lists of episodes that are central to the main arc of the series.
I see.
That way you can skip over, cause, you know, X-Files had a lot of these too, you know, standalone.
Right, so like... Yeah, so like in series, dramatic series, they have what you're calling the arc episodes versus like filler, for lack of a better term, where they take the characters away from the main plot thread line that sort of goes through the series, and they just kind of do something else for an episode, right?
Right. The themes of the Stargate show actually revolved a lot around Egyptian and Norse mythology. They packed some conspiracy theory stuff in there too, you know, aliens built the pyramids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Richard Dean Anderson, of course, he's the star of the show. He brings a lot of flair and personality to it. And, you know, he was really the main character of the show. And he brought a lot of the charm and personality to it that Mulder and Scully did on The X-Files.
Hmm.
And on the conspiracy aspect, you mentioned that the show seemed a little hokey. One of the things I like about the show is that it didn't take itself too seriously and actually parodied itself in a few episodes where they went on the set of a fictional show called... Whole extreme, where you know, actors within the show would play themselves on the show, and of course it would be very goofy and very silly, and you know,
that's fun. I appreciate that, and I imagine it got better too over the years too, because it did go on for a number of years as far as its production.
It was the longest running science fiction show in North America and surpassed The X-Files.
Pretty impressive.
For 10 seasons.
Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't want to make it clear. I didn't say it was bad. I was entertained by it, no doubt. But I wasn't entertained to the level where I wanted to continue. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way. More Game of the Year coming up.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.